Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's a plan to build housing, including for renters, on a scale not seen in generations. We're talking about almost 3.9 million homes by 2031.
That will be a record, Dan. 3.9 million homes between now and 2031, says Prime Minister Trudeau. That's what's going to be built. Just think about it. That whole argument just falls apart in the first nanoseconds that you think about it. Dave in Calgary texted us at 877-399-9898. Good afternoon, Roy. I've been thinking about this home building situation and have another concern beyond the obvious. Over the past years, multiple lumber mills have been shuttered in the West, and we've seen huge increases in lumber prices over the past few years. Without the lumber mills to add materials to market, where will the lumber come from? And what will it cost? It's brilliant questions. Mr. Trudeau? No, he's not here. I wanted to ask him. And I received an email from, I'm not going to tell you who it is. You'd know his name immediately. But I haven't cleared with him that I can read this on the air. Well, I can, that I can read it. But I haven't cleared that I can identify him. So I'll just read it. He writes, "Neither the labor nor the supply chains to build these homes exist." That's more than twice as many. I just got an email from him. Okay, let me just read it, and then I'll tell you later if I can identify him. "Neither the labor nor the supply chains to build these homes exist. That's more than twice as many homes a year as we've been building. The Liberals picked a number and worked backward from there." Somebody in the caucus said, you know what, 4 million sounds really nice. 4 million homes in 7 years. That really sounds outstanding. Why don't we talk to Shane Wenzel? Mr. Wenzel is president and CEO of Shane Homes in Calgary. He's been on the air with us previously, and he shared with us then, during the really difficult, more difficult than even now, economic times with interest rates and inflation, that home buyers who'd purchased or placed down payments on new homes with him were so financially stressed, they were walking away from their under-construction homes and willing to forfeit their deposits. And I was so impressed. Mr. Wenzel told us that he was refunding these stressed buyers their deposits, which raises another question. If Mr. Trudeau, by some sort of, I don't know, you know, let's feed the multiples with two fishes. If he is managing to build 4 million homes, where's the money going to come from the buyers to buy them? When people are in a situation that we already know exists, that 52% of Canadians are within $200 of not being able to pay their bills at the end of the month. Shane, thank you for coming back on the program. President, CEO of Shane Homes in Calgary. How are you?
I'm good, Roy. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. So I shouldn't be so cynical without asking first for the view of a professional home builder who's very good at it, what your sense is, or Mr. Trudeau's promise, are 4 million new homes by 2031.
That's an impossibility. Plain and simple, it's an impossibility. Just listening earlier on, you had an email come in where they asked, how are we possibly going to do this without the labor in the supply chain? And it's a very true statement. You're asking something of an industry that means we would have to increase what we're doing 150% in 7 years, which, again, you know, I mean, I don't think you need to be a home builder to understand that's laughable.
Yeah. I can actually tell everybody who sent me the email previously, the previous one I read, which is neither the labor nor the supply chains to build these homes exist. That's more than twice as many homes a year as we're building now. The Liberals picked a number and worked backwards from there. It was our previous guest, Dr. Christian Lieprecht from Queen's University and Royal Military College. And then Christian added this in his second email to me. Here's the problem. We're not coordinating. Ontario currently turns down 50% of applicants to become electricians because colleges don't have enough capacity to train them. So it would be really helpful if the feds and the provinces coordinated rather than try to out-politic themselves on this file, and that's what's happening. That's an issue, isn't it, Shane, having the tradespeople necessary?
Well, that's a huge issue that's facing us. I mean, we've known for a number of years that we would be facing a number of retirements, Royal. And I think some of the last stat that I had seen is that the retirements in the trades will be roughly 20% over the next decade. But you don't have enough young people, nor do you have enough enough people coming in through through immigration to cover that. Even build force, you know, which I found was an interesting stat because I've been asked, you know, can you attach a figure to it? So I can only use theirs, but they say 500,000 more on-site construction workers are required now, immediately, to reach this target. That would be an 83% increase in that labor force.
So by this target, you mean the 4 million that Mr. Trudeau's talking about?
Yes.
And there's no way on God's green pasture that we're going to get 500,000 new tradespeople now.
No.
Like now?
Again, right now, that is an impossibility.
How long does it take for you to build a home, a functional home for a family of three, four, or five? Not necessarily something that's, you know, over the top luxurious, just a good functional home. How long would it take?
Well, it's kind of a two-part answer. I mean, from the time they purchase to the time we're able to release a work order to the field, it would be anywhere from 90 to 120 days. And then once that home is out in the field, it would take upwards of, 6 to 8 months to complete.
So you can't do one a minute.
No, we can't do one a minute. I would love to. That would make my life a heck of a lot easier. But no, that doesn't happen that way.
So, you know, I've often said you can't outthink those who aren't thinking. So
it's very hard to.
It is
very hard to.
It is. But somebody should have been thinking in that caucus before they went out, before the finance minister and Mr. Trudeau went out and started blathering about 4 million new homes in 7 years. I mean, that you must have got a belly laugh out of that.
There were a few chuckles around the office when that announcement came out.
So at its best, as you understand the industry, at its best in this country, with everybody, every home builder in Canada, every tradesperson in Canada, everyone who can get involved, engaged, and provide support and work toward building homes, if every one of them got involved and worked 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, how many homes do you think could be built in 7 years?
My best guess at it would be about 1.6 to 1.7 million homes total.
That's not even half of what Mr. Trudeau is promising.
No, not even half.
Yeah. Can you give us a sense, please, of how people are doing these days? The last time you and I talked, you were very generous toward people who had delivered down payments to you and couldn't make the payments because their economic circumstances had changed so dramatically. What are you encountering now?
Well, fortunately, with the interest rate stabilizing, I mean, that has worked its way out. But, of course, that's what was leading up to people walking away, is that the interest rates were climbing faster than we could possibly build the homes. Although I will say this, I would say about 15 to 20% of them are far more stressed out by the time they get to the end securing their mortgage, because a lot more people are adding second and third names to those mortgages in order to make it work.
Yeah. I've heard about that. And and are you encountering that phenomenon that's been written about and talked about of multiple families or multiple strangers, if you will, actually contractually agreeing to purchase a residence, and then somewhere down the road, they'll make a decision who the ultimate buyer is going to be, but to get it off the ground, they're going to combine their resources. Have you run into that?
Well, that's much more common now.
Really?
Yeah. I would say at least 20 to 25% of our purchasers, there's two names on the contract.
What is the greatest challenge to be a home builder in Canada now? Understanding the need, and the need is massive. All we have to look at is these 10 cities, these 10 communities that have grown up. What is the greatest challenge that you face?
Well, I think the greatest challenge is, for the last 3 years, each and every builder, contractor, renovator has been flat out doing their jobs more than 5 days a week. I would say you're looking at, on average, 6 days a week, just trying to build what we've managed to sell. So it's put a strain on not only labor, it's put a strain on the supply chain in Canada. And to boot, we're dealing with code changes that are honestly not making homes more affordable. They're making them more expensive.
You know, the thing that really troubles me about all of this, about Mr. Trudeau's announcement, and he keeps making it. He's made it over and over the last number of days. 4 million homes in the next 7 years. He's raising false hopes for people. Unless he's got some sort of miracle planned, then people need a home. People, we talked 2 weeks ago with a former small business owner in British Columbia, in Kelowna, who was living in his car because his business life collapsed. He was living in his car, and he seems to be getting ready to move back into his car. And people are looking for desperately. Looking for a solution to their challenges and their issues and their home need, and I think it's highly irresponsible of a politician to make promises that you very clearly point out, and Dr. Luprecht points out, they just can't be met.
I would agree with that statement 100%. If we had talked about the possibility of increasing the our output by 10-15%, had you worked with industry to try and make that happen, that would be a possibility. That would be a possibility that I think we could rely on, and we could put our reputations behind. But again, to increase your output 150% is, again, I go back to the word impossible.
Shane, if you were advising the Prime Minister and this government on what they should and could do to just reasonably maximize the homes that can be built, the kinds of homes, multiple family units, whatever we're talking about here, what advice would you give them to create this kind of home building, at least appreciable success that we all want to see?
Well, I guess I'd say a number of things. One would be lead, follow, and quite honestly, get the hell out of the way. And that would be for every level of government. Just let us do what we have to do to get this done in the most appropriate manner. But I would fall back on the new National Building Code, which, quite honestly, is making the cost of home building even more expensive to the tune of about $30,000 a home. But at the same time, I would probably say you've got to curb immigration for a while, get the levels back down to what we would consider normal in order for us to play some sort of catch up in this country, because with it at its level, the current level, if you're just seeing nothing but housing prices rise and rise quickly. Yeah, because unfortunately, all the money they're throwing at it, that's all that's going to do is contribute to prices and rent and our debt going up substantially. I mean, I like the fact that they have, better infrastructure funding for the municipalities, but they've attached strings to it as well, where they want to end inclusionary zoning. Stop it. Quite honestly, stop it. Just give the funding to the city so they can cover off that and they can grow faster. But yeah. Those are, you know, three or four things that I think that need to happen and happen right away.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.